House to convene public January 6 committee hearing next week. By Sean Moran on June 3, 2022. The House will convene the first public hearing for the January 6 Select Committee next week. The House Select Committee investigating January 6 said in a statement that the hearing will reveal unseen material relating to the January 6 protests on June 9. The statement reads, "The committee will present previously unseen material documenting January 6, receive witness testimony, preview additional hearings, and provide the American people a summary of its findings of the coordinated, multi-step effort to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election and prevent the transfer of power." The hearing will serve as a review of the committee's 10-month investigation into the events surrounding the January 6 protests. The committee has conducted roughly 1,000 interviews closed to the public. An aide to former President Donald Trump told CBS News that Trump will likely deliver a response to the hearings, probably in the form of statements. The aide said that the responses will likely be more general, rather than real-time rapid reactions. January 6 Committee Chair Benny Thompson, DMS, said that they will use a combination of witnesses, exhibits, things that we have through the tens of thousands of exhibits we've looked at, as well as the hundreds of witnesses we deposed or just talked to in general. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, created the 9-member committee, comprised of 7 Democrats and 2 Republicans. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, tapped Reps. Jim Jordan, RO, and Jim Banks, RN, to serve on the committee, however, Pelosi objected. Instead, Pelosi chose 2 never-Trump Republicans, Reps. Liz Cheney, RY, and Adam Kinzinger, REL, to serve on the committee. Representative Jamie Raskin, DMD, a member of the January 6 committee, said that the hearings would have revealing information. "The hearings will tell a story that will really blow the roof off the House," Raskin said in April. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.